Baby Dragon's Big Sneeze. Do you know if dragons can sneeze? Well, I don't know, but I have someone with me who does. Her name is Cheryl. Cheryl Bass. Cheryl knows all about dragons because she has written Baby Dragon's Big Sneeze, the story she is going to tell you after the dragon music.
I will tell you a story from legends of old of a huge baby dragon who caught a bad cold. He had soared through the villages just as he pleased, until one autumn day he regrettably sneezed. Fire burst from his mouth and it burned every shack. So the townspeople planned a great dragon attack. When he saw what he did, the young dragon got scared and wrote an apology note that declared, "For weeks I've been flying around having fun. I never intended to hurt anyone, but I caught a bad cold and then suddenly sneezed. Yes, I burned all your houses and now you're displeased. If someone could help me to finally mend, I'd love to assist you and be your new friend." He was planning to leave them the note overnight before any people could find him and fight. But then Mirabelle came to his cavern to learn why the dragon would suddenly make their homes burn. She steeled up her courage and entered his cave. "Dear dragon," she asked him, "why won't you behave?" "I can't help it," he told her. "I'm terribly sick. I need fireproof tissues and medicine quick." She frowned with confusion. "You sound pretty bad. Perhaps get some help from your mom or your dad." He said he had hatched all alone in this den and then sneezed, but he'd try not to do it again. Then Mirabelle said, "I'll go talk to the king, but until then, please cover your mouth with your wing." The king called the town's most experienced vets, but sadly, they only knew how to treat pets. You see, dragons are special. They're really quite rare, so the doctors knew little about dragon care. But the once angry people could now comprehend that the big lonely dragon just needed a friend. Some kind parents took care to arrange his great nest so the dragon could bed down for much needed rest. Town architects crafted a fireproof tissue that dragon could sneeze in without any issue. Top chemists created an oversized pill to help the young dragon avoid feeling ill. They made enough soup for a neighborhood feast, but the bowl was just right for this towering beast. The tailor spent days sewing one massive sweater. Then the next afternoon, the sick dragon felt better. "Oh, thank you so much," the young dragon declared. "I'm really quite honored to know you all cared. I will live here forever and help you rebuild." So the dragon stayed on, and the people were thrilled.
You know, this baby dragon is green with white horns, and when he is sick, his nose is red. Would you like to see the baby dragon? Well, you can. And you won't believe this, but it's true. If you ask your mummy or daddy to go to bekindpublishing.com, you can see the dragon and download free coloring pages. Wow. And if you want to email Cheryl, she is waiting at info@bekindpublishing.com. All these addresses are written on the show notes.